Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of Trampow. This is Lotta Jägelsasten and
Martin Lindskog.
And woohoo, we're actually doing this live. Oh well, yes. We're always doing it live, but no we're not.
No, it's a robot. No, it's live and kicking here in Gothenburg at the Hotel Flora.
That's right.
City of Gothenburg. Mm-hmm. And we are drinking beer.
Yeah, maybe we should have done this before we started drinking.
No.
But we're...
It will all be good.
We thought we'd celebrate a little bit that we've been going for 10
episodes.
For 10 weeks.
Yes, 10 weeks in straight in a row.
This is our 10th week.
So we will take a break next week. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that, what will come in the future.
Yeah, so we'll take a break and we'll do some homework.
Yes.
And decide exactly what the following episodes are going to feature. Yeah. And the setup, and maybe it will be a little bit more structured than it has been in the past. Or
yes,
we'll just carry on the way it has been. Feel free to leave us a message on our Twitter account.
Trampow.
Mm-hmm. So this week, I just cannot help to bring up the fact that it is the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
The pink band?
Ribbon.
Ribbon, you say.
It's called in English. And it's just everywhere, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I did when I bought my first pin years back, I think there was like a fashion store for women's fashion store who sold these little pins that you could buy, and now you can buy like your shopping bag
in pink
Ica, for example, and or you can buy pink apples and all sorts of things. But one thing that I thought we could just mention, which is a fun campaign, a social media campaign, they did in Singapore, DDB in Singapore did this thing. I don't know how it works with the license and everything, but they actually change the icons of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And they changed it so that the hand, the F, became a hand in Facebook, and the bird became a hand, like from underneath, and then on the icon of Instagram, it was just like a breast with a nipple on, which I thought was really quite funny.
Yeah.
And a great awareness campaign.
Yeah, we will include pictures.
We will. We'll put this in our...
show notes.
Uh-huh. Moving on.
Yep.
We've talked about that we will include some kickstarting campaigns. And I love upcycling. Probably more than recycle, actually.
Upcycling, okay.
Upcycling, basically when you use something old and you create something new out of it.
Oh.
So in a way, it's kind of recycling, but you don't necessarily break it down at what's it called, like recycling station or as such. You can just do it at home.
Yeah.
But these guys have created a really cute little guy called Rico.
Yeah.
And... it's basically you use your old mobile phone.
You could use your Samsung phone for that.
It's running. My contract is running out in November, actually.
Yes.
And I am contemplating maybe I would go back to iPhone. However, I'm quite keen on it. And it's, you know, I like it, even though I have problems with it every day. But now, if I do, it has to be the iPhone 6.
Does it bend?
The Samsung doesn't bend, I'll tell you that. But apparently there's only like 9 complaints that has actually complained to Apple. And if it does bend, you can bring it into the shop and they will replace it for you. So
that's good.
Yeah, but I will, if it's to be an iPhone, it has to be a 6 Plus, the same size. Anyhow, this cute guy, Rico... It's basically you take your old Samsung or your old Android and your iPhone, iOS 6, I think it needs to be. Mm.
And it turns into a fire alarm.
Well, it turns into not just a
for example,
it can boost your home security.
Mm.
So you can use it as an alarm or as a, I think you can use it as
camera.
A camera.
Yeah, so you could say wave to your dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And a few other handy little things that you people would not be able to live without in the future.
I'm all for it, but you have to wait until November 2015.
Yeah, it's a bit of a waiting, so not for this Christmas, but I think it would be a fun project if it goes ahead.
Me too. It was many years ago. It was a cute little, I would say, robot that you could do follow your news feed on.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't remember the name of it, but it was also that could have been a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know. I have to check it out.
Yeah. Maybe you'll put it in the show notes.
Yep.
Cool. What else were we going to talk about? We're going to talk about
what we'll do in the future.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about that for our holiday special? Probably in December.
Yeah, we thought that as we only have 10 minutes and sometimes it's too short, which is kind of part of... We want it to be short so that you can actually...
Short and sweet.
Yeah, so you have the energy and the time to listen to us. But at the same time, we've got so much to talk about that most of the time we don't fit it all in. And sometimes we get cut off, like last time with Spider Dog.
Yeah,
cut off. So we thought, why not do a longer episode, like every 3 months?
Yeah, like a quarterly special.
Mm. And then we'll pick up on the things that we've talked about in the previous episodes and do a little bit of a dive into these topics. So now we've committed to that, so we're going to do a Christmas special.
Yep. It's cut in stone. So we have to take a break for a week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And regroup, so-called, and plan for the future.
Yes.
So you have to... Yeah, stay tuned. We will be back.
Yeah.
As he said. What is his name? Schwarzenegger in the movie. Hasta la vista, baby. I will be back.
Oh, my head's empty. I can't think.
Terminator or something.
Yeah, Terminator.
Yeah.
And
soon we have to terminate this podcast because it's like 2 minutes left.
I was going to say we're going to end it now, but...
Yeah, we didn't. So a hotel guest enter the door. Or how do you say, enter the entrance.
Yes.
So maybe we'll get some background noise here, but it's all okay. It's all good.
Yeah. So. And another thing that I was going to say is I was reading some... there's been so much talk about wearables lately.
Mm-hmm.
And
wearable pants?
Yeah, it's the wheelie pants. Wheel pants.
Yeah, like rubber wheels going round, round.
Well, basically, it's something that
Sid Mead. Like a cartoon?
No, he's like, was part of the creation of, my... Memory today
That's
is
okay.
awful.
It will show up in the show notes.
The most famous sci-fi ever.
Blade Runner?
Yes, that's the one. And he did some really cool things in the 60s and the 70s, which is now kind of becoming real.
Yep.
Well, it's not real because wheel pants doesn't exist. It's basically in the future... The cities are going to be so populated, and what better than having your own personal car or a transportation? So
mobile pants.
Yeah. So basically, you just have something that's attached to your hips or a belt or something, which then extends into becoming a pair of legs with wheels on, pretty much. Could will transport you.
Could that work in Gothenburg, or do you have to pay extra tax for that?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, we're running out of time, and this has been a really unfocused session, but I hope you've enjoyed our 10 episodes so far, and stay tuned because we're coming back and we'll have a lot of good
stuff.
Full course. Yeah. So Cheerio. Have a great night and see you in a couple of weeks.
Cheers.
Bye.